The Little Red Hen, Part 3. Still confident that they would surely help her someday, she sang out, "Who will make the bread?" Alas for the little red hen! Once more her hopes were dashed, for the pig said, "Not I." The cat said, "Not I." The rat said, "Not I." So the little red hen said once more, "I will then." And she did. Feeling that she might have known all the time that she would have to do it all herself, she went and put on a fresh apron and a spotless cook's cap. First of all, she set the dough as was proper. When it was time, she brought out the molding board and the baking things, molded the bread, divided into loaves, and put them into the oven to bake. All the while, the cat sat lazily by, giggling and chuckling, and close at hand, the van rat powdered his nose and admired himself in a mirror. In the distance could be heard the long-drawn snores of the dozing pig. At last, the great moment arrived. A delicious odor was wafted upon the autumn breeze. Everywhere the barnyard citizens sniffed the air with delight. The red hen ambled in her prickety-prickety way towards the source of all this excitement. Although she appeared to be perfectly calm, in reality, she could only with difficulty restrain an impulse to dance and sing. For had she not done all the work on this wonderful bread? Small wonder that she was the most excited person in the barnyard. She did not know whether the bread would be fit to eat, but joy of joys, when the lovely brown loaves came out of the oven, they were done to perfection. Then, probably because she had acquired the habit, the red hen called, "Who will eat the bread?" All the animals in the barnyard were watching hungrily and smacking their lips in anticipation. And the pig said, "I will." The cat said, "I will." The rat said, "I will." But the little red hen said, "No, you won't. I will." And she did.